tonight, our 10-minute speaker is John from San Diego.
I'm Nate, alcoholic. And that was perfect because I got a laugh a little. I want to thank Larry for asking me to do the 10 minutes. And I guess I start from what it was like or what I was like. I started drinking kind of at a late age. From what I've heard, I was 16. Usually I hear people, they say they were like six. I right away I didn't drink well. I loved it. I remember the first drink I had. I ended up making out with the girl that I wanted to, and her boyfriend was there, and I was looking at the moon, and I said, man, I feel so good. Like, I felt so connected with everything. And the guy drove us home, and he was all pissed and taking all these corners, and I was just sitting in the back all happy. And so that was my first memory of drinking. And before that, like, I never knew how to have mojo, you know, I always felt awkward, and I always I just liked the effect produced by alcohol when I had that first drink. And you know, I had family, my dad was an alcoholic, so I drank. My story was that I got sober prematurely. I got sober at 18. I was staying on the beach, I think people were worried about me, so I ended up going to a hospital, and then I ended up getting sober, and it didn't work. I stayed sober for a couple years, and I didn't know about the steps. I didn't know. I heard all this stuff, but I didn't really know anything about it. I just went to young people's meetings, and then I got a truck, and I got a girlfriend, and I started playing music, and I said, why am I going to meetings? I'm not an alcoholic. This is lame. I'm a fraud. And I left. But then what happened is I started getting real miserable. I started getting real suicidal. I broke up with that girlfriend. I was, like, stalking her. I had a gun under my bed. I wanted to kill myself. I didn't know what. I ended up going to the hospital. I went through a night, like, really bad depression, and then I started drinking again with a friend, and it was great, and it worked, and I felt good, and it lasted. I figured out how to make it work. I would drink, started drinking. You know, Jim Beam every day, and play my guitar in front of the TV, and watch, you know, Conan O'Brien, and then just, you know, just that was like the nightly thing, and then I would start feeling good, you know, and then I went to college, and then it just started getting a little bit more, and then it just a little bit more, and mixing some outside issues, and I was living with my dad, and that was kind of the way that we did things around the house. It was like kind of like I learned a lot about medication and like outside issue medication and how to stay loaded all the time. And then it just worked. You know, I did not want to go back to AA because I hated this place. I felt like I was, I wanted to make it work at all costs. What happened? I got my college degree. I ended up going to Europe. And I stayed there for a month, and I was just like drinking and doing drugs and staying in this squat for like 10 days and just drinking a lot and just hanging out with a different kind of element. I attracted a different kind of element. And then I went to Spain and I started getting into music and like hanging out with people into flamenco, and it was kind of dark, and getting into I like that intensity, you know, that intensity, that dark kind of vibe, you know. And then I came back and it was like, it didn't fly here in San Diego is the way it flies in Spain. It was like I was on the Balboa Park wanting to play for Tweakers, you know, you want to hear my song, and they're like, nope, I don't want to hear your song. And then I go to the bars, and then I get the guy, hey, man, have you read the Satanic Bible? And here's my woman. And it was just, I was attracting all these weird people. And I got to the point where I was, like, playing for the birds, man. I didn't even know what I thought I was communicating with animals. I was, like, trapped in the collective unconscious somewhere and ended up in the ER. And then they said, man, you have a lot of drugs in your system that I don't remember putting there. And because I was a blackout drinker. And then I ended up getting sober, stint going to the hospital for 30 days, coming out, living in a sober living, staying sober for 70 days. And I'm like, dude, I got this. I'm going to go to the gym. I'll just kind of go to AA. I'm not going to work the steps. I was working the steps out of an NA book because I didn't know if I was alcoholic. I didn't know what was wrong. I thought I was crazy. I just wanted to, like, do normal living. I just wanted to go back to school. I just wanted a place. Maybe, you know, when things got good, I could start growing pot and then make it work. And then this girl ended up letting I ended up going to my friend's house and drinking again, and then it was right back into it. And I was drinking, and panic attacks, and waking up with the birds chirping, hating my life, drinking again, having the same thing over and over, getting to the point where I couldn't function. I didn't have any job. I didn't have any friends. The girl I was living with was always yelling at me, calling me a loser, just disgusted. My mom thought I was a loser. My dad was telling me always to get sober. And I remember calling him, and I was like, hey, can I get some stuff? And he's like, why don't you go to a meeting? You know, stop calling me. And then so I went to this Sunday meeting, and I see some of the people here that at that meeting. And then I met this guy, and he was like such an asshole. And he said, man, you're full of crap. I've heard all that God whatever stuff. Call me at 10 in the morning. So I called him, and it was hardcore, man. He made me, like, get commitments, and I was scared because I didn't want to drink again. And I trusted this guy because he was passionate. And he had this, like, he had no fear. Like, he was just all about he carried a book, and he had everything. He's like, 63, 52, get on your knees. All right, third step prayer. All right, write this, do this, that, and other thing. He was just, like, completely connected to God or something. And then... all right, and then after I did the third step, he's like, all right, we're going to launch into a course of vigorous action, and you're going to do the fourth step, and you're going to write. And then I did that, and I was going to this garage with this guy that was, he was crazy too, and I learned a lot about the book from that man, and I learned a lot about the book from my sponsor, and I started realizing, I went to this group on Friday called La Mesa Men's, man, and I used to get up there and try to share, and there was this guy, Jay. He's like, if you didn't have fun out there, you got screwed, you know. And then I used to try to come up and be bad and go, yeah, I had fun. And I'd look at, like, you know, like, there was this guy Joe, and then there was, like, Larry, and then there was, like, all these guys, and they just look at me like, dude, you're not tough, you know. You're just a, you know, because I'd look at all these guys, and they're like men, you know, like they could see right through me. And I got to see that, man, I don't have to lie to kick it here. I just have to be myself, you know. And I went to this group, and I took the steps, and I, man, my life is great. I mean, I went through the last 6 months has been really hard, but I've come come on the other side of that. And you know, I do the third step prayer in the morning, and I you know, I have a life, but it's like, it's kind of weird because it's like I'm connected to this flow, this it's like coincidences happen, you know, things, you know, I work with guys, you know, that come into my life, and it's just like a whole new set of rules, you know, in AA for me. It's like the way that I worked before, it was like, all right, I'm going to, you know, make goals, I'm going to achieve them, and I'm going to get stuff, and I'm going to feel good, and I'm going to, you know, outthink and outsmart and be better than you, and you're not as good as me, and sometime I'm going to get that girl in that house on the hill and be a rock star, and that's how I'm going to get everything. And what I learned from being in AA is, like, I don't even know what's going to happen. Sometimes I get down and do the third step prayer, and I read out of the book. It tells you exactly what to do. You know, I ask God for intuitive thought or action, and it's like, I have a purpose, you know, today. I'm not like this pathetic guy that's having panic attacks every morning and not knowing what to do with my life and, you know, just being suicidal and like guys asked me to speak. No one wanted to hear what I had to say. So if you're new, man, you just keep coming around here and you know, get some guy you can follow and call and take the steps. And this stuff works. All right, thanks.